one, I just want to say I appreciate everybody in Ohio embracing me. You know, I'm thankful and appreciative to put on a jersey for anything. So, you know, for people to go to social media and show me love, I want to say first and foremost, thank you. But for me, it was really about football and trying to find a club that has the opportunity to win games. You know, I don't want to sound too cliche when I talk to you, but the right pieces of the puzzle have been put together. You know, this has been a great offseason. You know, when you talk about the teams here this past offseason who have made moves, Cleveland has been in the forefront trying to do something big. And when you notice a program trying to put together the right piece to the puzzle, it makes sense to join a club like that. You know, I had left Miami and came to Cleveland, and, you know, after meeting with the staff and the GM, the head coach, everybody was on the same page. Everybody just wanted to win. It wasn't a team that was in the process of trying to rebuild from the bottom up. It was a team that wants to put themselves in position of playing the postseason. So, and that's what I want to do. You know, going into year 12, I played on winning teams, and I played on teams that weren't so good. And I feel like this team has a chance to win games.
A lot of people automatically, because you've been in the league now a long time, think that you'll come in here and you'll help a pretty young group of wide receivers. Is that something that you cherish if they give you that kind of role?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, I want to make plays. I want to be able to move the chains, apply myself to being a very strong possession receiver. Third down is the moment I cherish in, reliable hands. You know, I want to be able to go across the middle and take pressure off the other guys in my room, in the receiver room. That's first and foremost, so I am here to move the chains. But secondly, that's just part of my nature, you know, passing it forward and giving back to guys that are in position to learn and soak it up. And yes, up to the individual that I'm trying to pass knowledge along to. But the reason I do it is because it was done to me. When I first got in the league, there were guys that I played with, Randy Moss, Marcus Robinson, guys who basically said in so many words that, one, the competitive nature of this sport and of this game and of this position isn't going to get between me trying to make you the best pro you can be. So that's how I feel about any type of player. You know, competition is healthy. I'm bringing in new receivers, more talent. It just makes my job easier. So I'm going to definitely try to pass it along. Now, it's going to be the guys, and that comes with relationship. I can't come in the first day and try to grab a guy by his collar and say, hey, listen to me, follow me. That's not how it works. You know, I got to, one, go out there, earn their respect by how I work and how I practice and how I present myself as a pro, and then hopefully develop a relationship where they can trust me and understand that some of the things I say can be valuable to their career.